The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, of course, and Linda has two things going on the spot with Linda Bott and grandkids, but this is Thursday, so it's got to be Trish Clark.
Love Thursdays. Good morning, North State.
Hill, how are you?
Got a little bit of a sore throat going, some like kind of there. Something.
Yeah,
who knows?
It's going. Hey, good morning, everybody. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We got a kind of an exciting show. A lot of things are happening tonight. 7:06 in the morning, and let's head off with, let's go with Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Major averages are slightly positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 15 points at 16,752. The S&P 500 is positive a point at 1928. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 3 points at 4,254. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Rite Aid down 82 cents at 768, Bank of America up a dime at 1531, RCS Capital down $2.47, trading at $20.13. For local stocks of interest, PG&E up 3 cents at 45.92, PepsiCo positive 14 cents, trading at 87.56, AT&T down 2 cents at $35.04. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.62%. And for commodities, gold is up $8 an ounce at $12.53, silver up 23 cents at $19, and crude oil off 92 cents at $101 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708, 808, and 908 in the morning. You know, Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris and all of them down there can offer you something that a lot of people can't, and that's financial freedom. You can start it early with your kids and still have that for yourself now. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by their offices at Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors.
73 degrees in downtown Reading. Sunny with a hot near 102 today. Clear with a low around 54 tonight. Sunny and hot around 101 on Friday. Clear, hot through the weekend, all up in the hundreds, 102, 103 by Sunday. Turn on your air conditioning. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Well, they are
locally
warm this
owned
week.
And operated. That's exactly true. Give senior
whoa.
And veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
Okay, Trish. I did not realize that when you have grandkids around, 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, that there's a reason that you have children when you're young.
Oh, absolutely.
And we have been on the go since Sunday, driving up from Ontario. And then, putt-putt golf, and then went up to the lake Tuesday after the show. Because I wanted to introduce them to, you know, of stopping the jihadist squirrels from coming south.
Of course.
And so, Mike, my 8-year-old.
11 and 8.
And the girl and Linda, a little girl, Ashlyn, 11, and Linda went out and they were doing tours with Gina, the people that were hosting us up. They're really nice people, Gina and Murray. Super nice people. Moved up there from Reading. And they hosted us up there. So we did a lot of, and Ashlyn goes, no, I don't want to share. She's 11 years old. And then when she came out to sea, we couldn't get her out from behind the gun. And so they were blasting away. I mean, we shot, they shot 500 rounds of .22, and just were just, and then went out and wanted their pictures taken with the Yeah, with the squirrels.
With the dead squirrels.
With the squeaks. Yeah.
And, well, of course, I love
encouraged it. I sent it to her mom. And, of course, my daughter's
and they're dirty at this point.
Oh, well.
That's always good.
Well, you know what? Not really, because Murray's got this thing set up. You get up on a platform, and he pulls behind his truck. You get up there, and you shoot. Now, when you go out there and you walk around, it's dirty.
You need to send the mother a picture with the dirty kids.
We did.
Because they always freak over that.
So they're all fired up about that. And then today it's Waterworks and
get them clean.
And then Turtle Bay. Yeah, they're so dirty. There's going to be a ring around Turtle Bay.
You and Linda will just lay down and die when they leave.
Oh, no. I may not make it till then. I may Saturday just say, don't even talk to me until then.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, one of the things that happens is when you came back, though, is that the one thing that's saving me right now is my sleep number bed.
Of course, because you're getting a good night's rest.
I am. Last night, I said, okay, everybody, go to bed. It's 9 o'clock. So the kids are going, where's our next? Go to bed.
It's time.
Or lay there and talk to each other. I don't care. But Grandpa and Grandma are going to bed here. And of course, my sleep number settings being 35 because it's been on a Harley for a week. And then
to be a big boy and get up to 55.
Like you?
Yeah, mine's 55. Time? I like a firm mattress.
Well, I tell you right now, sleep number has something new here. It's called the Sleep IQ. And a sleep number bed is the only bed that lets you track and optimize your sleep. I guess that's the right word I could say, by Sleep IQ technology. You can get it now. I mean, it's this newest thing is what it does is it tracks how you sleep at night. And then it gives you feedback on an app you have on either your phone or your iPad. And can tell you which setting and which times, everything. And it's got this,
And they can adapt that to older models?
They can adapt that. The only thing you need is the pump in there, so they can adapt it to older models. But they work directly with the dual-air technology inside the bed to track how you're sleeping. Now, that's cool.
That is cool because the ability to have both sides different, one side on one totally different 45 and the other side 65.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't have to wear anything, nothing to turn on. It just automatically does it via the bed. So, and you get those at your sleep number store, which is in the Target Shopping Center. Give Brian or Janice a call over there or go down and see them because I tell you what, sleep number and sleep number IQ technology is the way to go. Okay. One of the things from being up there is I talk to ranchers up there because when you're out there shooting on their property, They can't poison the squirrel. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And every one of those squirrels eats 4 ounces of alfalfa a day.
Oh, wow.
You think 4 ounces. Well, what's four ounces?
So we're not ground squirrels.
No, these are ground squirrels. These aren't the gray.
Yeah,
They're not the little pretty ones. They're not the chipmunks.
They're ground squirrels. They're very destructive.
These look like potatoes with eyes. Yeah. Okay? Anyway, so they've got – and they eat 4 ounces of alfalfa a day. So you think, well, 4 ounces. But – that means four of them can eat a pound. So they're watching. And so when you got thousands out there, there's thousands of the farmers and ranchers just watch their profits go right down the holes, as we're eating. So, and they can't poison them because if they do, if a raptor is out there, and we saw falcons and hawks and eagles, bald eagles, saw them all out there. But then talking to one of the ranchers, and this was interesting, he says, He says, I hope you're not shooting out there near my girls. And he has some cattle out there. So no, sir, not at all. So he knew where we were shooting. He says, yeah, every one of those are worth $1,500 a piece. That's how much a calf gets. He can get for a calf $1,500 or for a cow.
Explains what you pay for a steak.
Beef has never been higher than it is now. But he says, the battle's going on. And I said, how's this going with, bears and mountain lions? Because they've stopped hunting, them, really. I mean, since they can't hunt them with dogs, the number of bears and they've harvested are way down. And he says, this is a constant battle. He says, bears are out here, mountain lions, coyotes, wolves. I said, wolves? He goes, oh, yeah. We have wolves out here taking down the calves and all that. So they have their own depredation way they handle this thing is they kill them right there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying they're killing wolves because I'm not sure, but mountain lions, bears, because they just take care of it right there.
Well, there's a saying that they use something about
shovel and shut up.
He says, shovel and shut up. That was what I was searching for.
He says, I don't even shovel. He says, he says, you go right back to nature.
Keep the chain going.
It goes right back to nature.
Keep the chain going.
But it's, you know, it was interesting listening to this because they're in a constant battle up there. And, you know,
it's their livelihood. It's their way of life. And they have to fight for it.
They can lose it all. And they've got to fight for it. And he talked about wolves, which leads us to OR7, which just had pups. He and his mate had pups up in Oregon, and see, this is right along the border of Oregon,
exactly,
and California, and then California making the wolf an endangered species. Did you see that?
No.
Do you know what impact that could have?
Wildlife corridors.
Yeah. Oh,
well, just something else that's happening. Got to take a break. My co-host. You're not a guest anymore. I mean, yeah, I could just hand this over to you.
Yes.
Okay, and I know you've got some things you want to talk about.
I have a
so
bit of a
So that's good. I've got
too.
My coffee. I'm just going to kind of sit down back here in the easy chair and listen to Trish now, because we had elections, didn't we, Monday?
I heard a rumor.
Or Tuesday. It was Tuesday, right?
Yeah, I heard a rumor.
Because
we
didn't leave until after we went down and voted, but I'm not sure anybody else did.
Well, we're going to talk about that when we come back.
All right, we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, this is Free Fire Radio.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please visit our website at homehelpers.cc or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's got grandkids and on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends there. I tell you what, no other place can you find people and the amount of organic food and natural foods and supplements as you can at Orchard Nutrition, located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. In-store deli, four nutritionists on the staff, classes in the evening, anything you can possibly think that you need to live a healthy lifestyle. We go down there all the time. You know, the deli's got great sandwiches, all natural food, raw milk, everything, anything you can want. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Again, Cypress Square Shopping Center. Let's go to the phones. And we were talking about wolves.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, I attended the Fish and Game Commission meeting in Fortuna yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Where they were going to announce whether or not they were going to list the gray wolf as endangered or not. And there were a lot of public speakers, and I will say that the people who were against listing, of which I was one, were very respectful and did nothing to embarrass themselves in front of the commission. On the other hand, if I didn't know otherwise, I would have thought I was in a lockup facility for the severely mentally ill. And there were people dressed up in wolf garb.
They were the ones that want to list them.
They want it listed as an endangered species.
Oh, they
right?
did. Yeah. They listed it yesterday as endangered.
So they're no longer endangered then?
No, they're listed.
Oh, listed. Oh, I thought you said lifted the endangered. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, they listed it yesterday.
Oh, so.
They decided to list it. So now.
What's that mean?
You cannot use lethal force to protect you or your private property from this animal.
Bet me.
And I can't editorialize here, but you watch everybody. They are now talking about doing something with the coyote, and that is because they said yesterday that some of the speakers on the other side said that they're afraid that people are going to shoot wolves and claim that they thought they were coyotes. So that's coming next. Everybody, and I suggest that you guys get on the California Department of Fish and Wildlife website and get notifications of meetings, and also the California Fish and Game Commission. I was looking at the list of commissioners today, and most of them are from Southern California, and they were the exception yesterday, the only no vote was from, it totally surprised me, was from the commissioner who is from, she's a native of Humboldt County, and she wanted to go along with the recommendation of California Fish and Wildlife that they not list. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife recommended to the commission that they not list the wolf. And the commission defied them and went along with the crazy environmentalists who gathered together from all over the country.
Which commission was this?
The California Fish and Game Commission. They all serve. They're all appointed by the
right.
governor.
Right. Okay. Now, the California Fish and Game Commission is different, of course, than the
California Department of Fish and Game.
Department of Fish and Game.
Which doesn't exist. It's Fish and Wildlife.
Right. But they, you know, they're saying, no, we shouldn't list this as endangered. So this commission, of course, which is all of them are political appointees. And by the way, they're the ones that can tell you if something's endangered. They're also the ones that can tell you what your limits are or even if you can shoot or hunt in areas.
That's exactly right. And
people don't realize this. They don't answer to anybody.
No, they don't. They answer to the governor, but look who's the governor.
And remember the one member of the commission that went mountain lion hunting in Idaho,
yep.
perfectly legal, and was forced off the commission?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the way these people operate. These people totally ignored the ag, hunting, and general public speakers yesterday. And most of the people who were there speaking on the side to not list were representing thousands of people, and they were totally ignored. while the other side, who they are truly fruitcake weirdos, they were laughing and joking with them and applauding their antics. It was truly an embarrassment. Oh, and also, and don't ask me why, there were at least 10 armed game wardens lined up against the back wall at the meeting. And I'm guessing there were between 150 and 200 people there.
Well, when you
and that was
people,
not to keep the crazies in line. That was to keep you people who were on the other side in line.
That's exactly right. And I was with a couple of people that you're both well acquainted with, but I'll let them tell you who they are if they choose to. And
I don't know who that is.
Yeah. It was really sad to see what happened, because as far as I'm concerned, as a fourth generation Californian, I felt like it was yet another nail in our coffin. They're going to violate our private property rights once again, and it's heartbreaking. And
Ann, you're exactly right. And while you were talking, I was just thinking the same thing I'm thinking. You know, what we ought to do is encourage them to do all these things until California just shuts down, because mm-hmm. it will eventually tip over. And when people say, oh, I can't hunt, I can't fish. Okay, so I'm not going to get a license, mm-hmm. which then kills off all the great programs, because, you know, the environmentalists don't put the millions into it like hunters and fishermen do.
Well, you've got 2019, isn't it? 2019 when you can no longer use lead.
Yeah, lead's finished.
You're not going to have any hunters, because they're not going to pay the amount of money it takes. You're not going to have target shooting. You're not going to have all those things,
You can do target shooting. You just can't shoot at animals.
Not near a waterbed or anything like that.
Right.
I'll tell you what it's going to. After the meeting, some of us were commiserating outside, and the general consensus pretty much was that we're going to have to tip over, like you say, Carl.
Yeah, I think that's what's going
to
happen.
We're
going
to have to tip over. There won't be any funding, and then we're going to have to rebuild, because these people are destroying our beautiful state of California. Without a doubt, the most beautiful, diversified state in our nation.
Yeah.
And they are not single-handedly, but they are destroying our state.
Let me tell you why.
Let me tell you
why this is happening, Ann. When you look at the election and the voting, you know, there's only 20% of the people in Shasta County, which is probably about the same as all throughout the state, that voted. And Leland Yee, who is under indictment for gun running and working with terrorists, received 2,000 votes in the county of Shasta.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? Over 250,000 in the state. He was like the third biggest vote getter. Leland Yee, who is under indictment for gun running and working with terrorists.
Yeah.
And this tells you why.
Tuesday night over there. And we were stunned. That was one of the topics of discussion, was that people were willing to support an accused gun runner, member of the California State Senate. They were still willing to vote for him.
Or maybe they just didn't know, because most people don't know.
Apathetic, uninformed, uninvolved population.
Yep, that's right. And I'll tell you, I'm on the Republican Central Committee here in Shasta County, and we have some important stuff coming up tonight. And I'm going to give them if I'm allowed to, a little update on this meeting, and encourage some of them to get the lead out, so to speak, and start becoming a little more proactive before they allow our state to just dribble down the drain.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from this next break, I'm going to light a fire myself.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks.
Okay, hey, Ann.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for calling.
I wanted to hear that. Hey, Ann, by the way, since they didn't, even though they voted, did you have any yen at all to harvest one of those people dressed in the wolf costume?
Did I have any what?
Did you have any yen to harvest one of the people dressed in the wolf costume?
I'm going to let you figure that out by yourself, because I don't want to get arrested this morning, Carl. Okay?
Well, you had a wolf. I thought it was a coyote, okay? I thought it was a coyote.
Yeah. I mean, you guys would have flipped if you'd seen these people. They are certified. They're 5150s all the way.
Well. Hey, you know what? Every county's got them.
Yep.
And listen to what that rancher said. He says, this is my favorite. He says, I carry a .22-250. I can kill anything with it. And he says, that's, he says,
shoot, shovel, and shut up.
That's right. $1,500 worth of calf sitting right there.
That's exactly right. We had pictures. We had everything. I had a quote from my cousin, who's the go-to guy in British Columbia, in his area. He's like the equivalent of our federal trapper. He takes out all the problem wildlife, bears, cats.
Predator control.
Yeah.
You should have heard what he had to say.
I bet they didn't like that.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
But our side liked it.
Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot,
Ann. Thanks,
Ann. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Gosh, you know what? It's just, maybe it needs, maybe we need to, maybe the state needs to tip over. And then at that point, kind of, you know, and go all the way over to the, as far left as they possibly can, and then kind of like swing back.
And maybe when they tip over, that population will just slide right into the ocean and we can start over.
Well, and then Senator De Leon has just started something about if Congress won't work on it, then California, we're going to fix this immigration problem.
Whoa,
we'll be right
hang
back.
On.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Buying a new car from Crown Motors is a great experience. Here's what Buffy Tanner said about her first purchase, a new Honda.
Crown Motors was terrific. From test drive through the buying experience to amazing service on our new Honda. We were so happy we bought our next car from Crown.
I love hearing from happy customers. We have a great team here at Crown, so come in today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hey, honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who shop local. It does make a difference. With spring here, fill up those propane bottles and forklift tanks. We just got another load of ethanol-free 93 in. So after you pick up your weed eaters and lawnmowers from Al's Saw Shop, stop by and fill up your jugs. We have log and shake oil in 5-gallon pails ready for your fences and decks. We have CFN card locks in Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. Also, now's a good time to have Johnny check out your heater if you haven't touched it in a few years or you think of trading up to get a new one. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you don't have time to come to town, give us a call. We have delivery trucks and some of the best drivers out there. All of our employees is what makes this company successful. Northern Lights Energy, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville, 241-2196. Thank you for your business.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. 7:33 in the morning, 75 degrees, going up to over 100 today. Oh, okay, remember, did it go over to 100 yesterday, Bob?
Yes, it did.
All right, I hope somebody called Alliance Heating and Air. And because, okay, if nobody's calling them, you need to call them. The first day it was over 100, the first person that calls the day it's over 100 officially, call 221-2642. And Martin there will donate $100 to your favorite charity.
Wow.
Yes, so, at Reading Municipal Airport, which is the official temperature for Reading, 100 degrees for the high, and the record 102, by the way, set in 2003.
Okay, so...
didn't go over 100 yet.
No, but it hit 100, so give them a call at 221-2642. And in fact, Alliance Heating and Air has been serving the North State for over 20 years, and if you don't have your air conditioner working, give them a call at that same number, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You can fix any make or model, and I tell you what, they're so professional. Okay. Trish, it's all yours.
Well, I've got a news flash. For those of you who do not know, we held an election in Shasta County on Tuesday. I actually held the election up and down the state of California. I know this is news to a lot of you because, you know, we have a position in Shasta County. It's called the county clerk, registrar of voters, whose predecessor in that position used to send out press releases, timely press releases, letting us know there was an upcoming election, which seats were up for election, who was being challenged, who wasn't being challenged, little follow-up about when the filing periods were, little follow-up about registering to vote and your last day to register to vote in the June election. All of these little tidbits of information that would help the public be informed about the status of elections in Shasta County. None of that happens. We did go forward on Tuesday night and we did have an election. Interestingly enough, again, the Shasta County population didn't seem to know about it because we only had 20% of the registered voters. Now, listen again, 20% of the registered voters, which is about less than 50% of the eligible voters in Shasta County who even bothered to vote. 16% of them did it by absentee ballot. So we had 4% of the people showing up to have their ballots counted on Tuesday in Shasta County. By almost 9 o'clock, we still didn't have any results from the Shasta County Election Department. They didn't know when I finally called somebody at 8:45. Well, they finally did have some results. They didn't know why the webpage wasn't working. Oh, okay. So they gave me the results at 9:15. They still are not sure why the webpage isn't working. By 9:45, well, yeah, it's not working, but we're busy. We can't address that now. So here we have a whole population who can't get any results. Those few of us who cared to know that there was an election and were paying attention, that's just not right. Does it not occur to someone that if you knew you had an election and you are the registrar of voters and you are responsible to the population that elects you to give them the results, didn't you check the webpage to see if it's working before the primary election in the state of California? Evidently not. That wasn't part of the process. And they were too busy counting these votes, which, by the way, we didn't know at midnight the final numbers for these paltry 20% of the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's unacceptable. If you're not part of the solution and if you're not upset by this and if you're not out there trying to understand how someone who isn't doing their job stays in office and isn't even challenged, there's no comment about it, what's wrong? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Unfortunately, I think we get the kind of government we deserve. We've returned people to office who are not doing their job. We had great candidates in the 5th District to replace someone who is not responsive to the citizenry, is not doing a good job, and we can't get people to turn out and vote. So I'm saying we get the kind of government we deserve. Unfortunately, we all have to live with it. God help us, because we're in trouble from here in River City, Shasta County, right up to the top, until we, the people, decide to get involved and take our country back. We're going to have to live with the results.
I'm not on. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Doesn't sound like it. I wasn't on.
I had you.
I was not on.
You were on.
I was not on. Was I on?
Fine, you were on.
Was I on?
Yes, you were.
Well, how come I couldn't hear me then?
Because I had it turned down slightly because Trisha's voice carries so well.
Oh, okay. She was coming to mine, too. Okay. The views and opinions of the show. Okay. You know, when Bob, you wrote... No, it was...
I was frustrated.
Oh, you wrote it. I was amazed and frustrated at the utter lack of choice in six of the local elected offices. And the registrar voted, she was running out of post.
All of them were running out of post.
And here's whether you like it or not, though, is the people have spoken.
All
20% of them. All 20% of them.
And we all get to live with their opinion.
In 5th District, Les Ball won.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And then...
Four more years of no response.
And Dave Keogh won 98% of the vote. I was wondering who the other 2%
were. There you go.
2%.
Can't even get all the votes when you're the only one on the ballot.
And then Tom Pasecko won with 98% of the vote. So he also had 350 write-ins. It was, you know, the thing is I think people have reached the point where they're fed up. You know, the thing about the website, that does bother me. And I'll tell you why. The website bothers me because it reminds me, we go back to Obamacare when they got ready to launch it, and it was such a horrendous mess. You know, because the website was screwed up. You would think that the one thing that the registrar has to do, the one thing she has to do, is to make sure people can get the results. Yes, she has to count 12,000 mail-ins because all those have to be opened up. I understand
that. Those were counted by 8 o'clock. Okay. Everything except what came in at the polls were counted by 8 o'clock.
Okay, but the part that bothers me is that the website wasn't working. The website, the one time of the year it has to work, twice. The primary and the general election.
We have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on election equipment and paraphernalia and IS in Shasta County on all of those systems. It is absolutely unforgivable. The web page not to be working on election night. And then I had a phone number that I could get in, and I got results. After the third call, they stopped answering that phone number. The people from the record searchlight were having a hard time getting information from that office to even come out with their information. As they indicate, those of us who cared. You know, I'll go along with a little bit of people are fed up. Well, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. You can be fed up all you want to, but just walking away doesn't solve it. Have you looked at the state that we're in, the things that are happening in our state? We talked earlier.
Yeah.
And up to the federal government. We are the only ones that can make a difference. We keep returning the same people who are ineffective to office, and everybody says, well, throw the bums out. You can't throw them out if you don't vote.
And if nobody runs against them.
I will guarantee you, 98% of the people who are listening to me right now don't have a clue who the Shasta County Clerk, Registrar, or Voter is.
You're probably right.
I got it. I will guarantee you they don't know who any of their county offices are, except perhaps the sheriff. Other than that, and you know, this is not a personal attack on any one particular. They need to do their job. And if they don't do their job, we the people need to hold them accountable.
Okay. Trish Clark.
I have vented.
Are you feeling better now?
Yes, I am.
Your voice sounds better, too.
Thank you. I needed to exercise
those pipes.
I just sat back.
And so we move on.
You know what? We move on to the next one, to the general election.
Yes, indeed.
The general election, you know, and here's Doug LaMalfa, who wins handedly. Against
Brian Dolly.
And Brian Dolly. Well, you know what? Brian was backed by everybody. I mean,
wait, Brian's a good representative.
Brian's backed by everybody. The union's backed him. And, I mean, the union's backed him. He's doing his job. And so we applaud Brian for that.
Absolutely.
Maybe next time, though, he'll advertise. Hey, Brian, you need to advertise out here, you know. And Tom and Dave Kehoe. You guys need to take out ads saying, thank you.
I think you're right.
I mean, really.
I think they all ought to. You know,
the
sad part is I remember a time when all of these elected offices in Shasta County, and I can go back. Ann Reed used to be the county clerk. Everybody in town knew who she was. She was involved as an elected official. Virginia Loftus, back in the assessor. Everybody knew who Virginia was. She was part of this community. She was out there. People knew their name. We knew who the district attorney was. We knew all these people.
Steve called. Nobody ran against Steve this
well,
time.
Well, no, but
Steve does. I mean, you know, Steve.
But these people Steve's are the incognito. Guy. They're behind the radar screen, and they do it purposely. They don't want anybody to know who they are. I mean, they want to stay in the background. Don't tell them there's an election. Nobody will know.
We need more Russell Hunts to run just to have another name on the ballot. Russell,
well, hey, or Kip Lee.
Or Dolores Lucero.
Whatever.
Anyway, okay.
Noel Benoit.
We got to take a break here. I'm just, you know.
Yeah. Well, the election is behind us. I had to get that off my chest. Now I feel
did.
Better.
You feel much better now.
I do indeed. I.
You know, and one of the things,
and
too.
And if I talk to anybody in the next week, if you didn't vote, don't tell me that.
Well, I told all my people that if you don't vote, you don't need to work here. I mean, because that's how strong I feel about it. If you don't, if you
oh,
don't
and
want, if
one
you don't
more
vote
question
here,
on the election. Carl, most inappropriate. What was the deal having the elected sheriff who endorsed the candidate interview him on last Friday?
Well, I didn't know that was going to happen. I can just say that. I asked Tom to sit in because Tom's a great guest and he hosts great. And he said that he's going to Larry Lee's and try to get Kurt Starman on, which I thought was going to be a great show. I didn't know that Les Ball was going to be on because that's not usually what we do. Remember at the beginning of the show, we say, oh, the viewpoints here are not all, you know, not always, you know.
Those are the
opinions of host, guests, and callers on KCNR are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
I did not know about it until I started getting inundated with phone calls and emails. And then it was like.
It was most inappropriate.
We'll be right back.
Living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Ted Lighty here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The fact that female victims are more likely to be injured in an assault is undisputed. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today to learn about our ladies-only personal protection class. This popular course is designed to teach the skills, attitude, and knowledge needed to protect yourself with a firearm. Our classes fill early, so contact us today at 999-1822 or read our reviews and register for a class at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell, 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. June the 5th. You know what? Two more days till, one more day. One more day, D-Day.
D-Day.
And I'm going to go walk across the beaches at Normandy. I think it's the 70th anniversary of this year. Four Winds Jewelry is bringing you this section of the segment of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough. You know, I say that a lot, but the people I have on here and our live reads, I use them. We go to them. I know every one of them who does this. Crown Motors, I know them all. And I trust them, and we would not do live reads for people we didn't know and trust. We just don't. We've turned them down. That's money.
Yes,
and so,
it is.
It is money. And you turn it down, and we've turned down ads before because, you know what, this is my station and Linda's station. And if we don't like it, we're not going to run it.
And what's not to like about Four Winds Jewelry and Leonard?
Gosh, you know what? He is just the greatest guy in the world. And Estate Jewelry, he's got it all. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give him a call, 222-2750. All right, let's talk about turning loose the sergeant. I wrote a article on my blog, and I didn't get it out because I was I left a little bit, because of Tuesday with the grandkids and all that. This sergeant, and let me tell you, here's what the problem is that Obama and his inner circle have no concept of what the military thinks, because none of them have ever been in the military. You would think that he would have somebody in close to him that could give him a righteous view of what the military thinks.
He doesn't care.
That's the other thing. He is undermining the military. He's destroying the military, and I'm writing
With the country.
I am writing a long article on that. Well, I don't know about, I've got my ideas about this, but I know what's happening in the military. But here he sends out Susan Rice, who said, here was a man that was, acting like he was a hero. No, this guy was a deserter. He left his post, he left his weapon, he left everything there, according to people that were there in his own platoon, and he walked away. And then they came back, the White House came back later and said what she said really was that because he served, he was,
Because he served.
Because of Benedict Arnold! So did Benedict Arnold. But here's the thing is that in their linking this, even though that maybe not all of them, but every time they went out, they were looking for this guy. It may not have been the main mission, but they were still looking for him.
And
but
six
they
guys
did
died.
That. Six, they had six soldiers killed in conjunction, so I understand, when they were on different patrols looking for him. Here's the bottom line is Obama had no idea was that the military knew what was going on. When they made the announcement in Afghanistan to his unit, there was no cheers. There was no cheers. There was no applause. There was nothing. There was just silence. Well, and right there, that should have told him that the military knew what was going on. This guy left. He was taken by the Taliban. He was held for 5 years. And the bottom line is that there is too many people saying that he left his post.
And they're also saying as soon as he left, they started getting hit in places that the Taliban could not possibly have known unless he was giving information.
I don't know about that. And I have not seen that one. So I'm not going to say that.
Well, that's what one of the people that served with him said.
Well, the only thing I know is, when I've listened to everybody, I've heard the people talking about it, is that the bottom line, though, is this. Is that Obama thought, I'm going to send Susan Rice out after what she did with the Benghazi fiasco about it being a
other
video.
Dead Americans.
That she was going to come out and say, this was going to give her, people are going to love what she says. They had no idea that the way that that what was going on. They have no idea that we traded five high-level Taliban. Now, they're in Qatar, and they're supposed to be under surveillance, but, of course, they're probably not. But it isn't bothering me because they're not going to go anywhere at least not right away, that we don't have CIA and NSA on them if they can turn off some of the machines that are looking at us. You know, I mean, on yours.
But they put one of those little microchips in them.
Well, you know, people say that. You can knock them out, and then they've got a microchip on them. I don't know.
Well, how about the father? How about the father of this soldier who gets on live TV and starts praying to Allah? That doesn't bother anybody?
Well, that bothers me.
Bothers me a lot.
Well, the thing,
arm in arm, he's praying to, and he's congratulating his son for all the work he's done to free the Taliban, and he's working towards that.
I didn't see that.
Okay. I saw that.
Well, no, I mean,
I saw the man, the father speaking.
The bottom line is this: is it's not just a few people saying this. This is his command saying it. I've never had to sign a non-disclosure form. And yet people in his platoon say they were having to sign non-disclosure forms not so they wouldn't talk about this. That to me is kind of – that's strange right there. One of the soldier's wives that was wounded severely is talking out. They're all speaking out now because they're no longer in the service, and they can say this, is that the guy left, and he left his post, which is desertion, and war is an offense punishable by death.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll do that because Obama's going to cover this and cover this and cover this. And of course,
it's going to be just one more thing, and now we're not talking about the VA. Now we're talking about this.
That's right. And even though the VA is inside, and you know,
and they haven't done anything about that, they've done everything they're going to. And we're done.
The other thing they're doing too is they're starting to go after the veterans that have spoken out about this. They're using the term, they're swift boating this guy. Well, swift boating was a term they used that people that served would carry during the Vietnam War, and I'm not taking anything away from John Kerry. He won a Silver Star.
He served in
Vietnam. He volunteered. He was wounded three times. I don't care what his wounds were. He was awarded the Purple Heart three times. What the Swift Boat guys were saying was it wasn't like what he's saying, you know, and this is what we saw. And so they, you know, of course, they used the term, he was Swift Boated, because people that served him said, oh, wait a minute, he wasn't the hero that we saw. I'm not saying anything against John Kerry. You know what? He served his country, Silver Star, the whole thing. But they're saying this about the soldiers. They're saying, oh, wait a minute. This guy walked away from his post. Oh, well, you know what? They're just saying that now. But no. They've been saying this for years.
They said it from the very beginning. There was papers. There was reports filed that talked about the people that were being killed while they were searching for this guy who had deserted.
So, no, the bottom line on this is it's another mistake made by this administration when it comes to foreign policy.
And his treatment of veterans and the whole military. He absolutely I think he does know what he's doing.
Well,
because he's very busy destroying the military so he can build up his private army. Boy, he's arming all of these officials in every government department.
Wait a minute. You don't think that what was that one group? The IRS.
Yeah.
Million rounds of ammunition.
Name a department that doesn't have armed personnel in it now. It's provided for in Obamacare that he will have his own personal reportable to the President of the United States private army.
Well, the only thing I can tell you is in 2 years, he'll be gone.
God help us if we can make it through 2 years.
We'll make
Katie, bar the door. There's nothing to hold him back.
We'll make it. Because
he does whatever he wants to do,
election,
and no one's stopping him.
Because in this coming election, the Republicans will take the Senate and the House, and they can fight it from then on. Because they can defund. They can then, you know, if he says, okay, I want to do this through my edict.
And that's what he keeps doing. Nobody stops him.
Well, what they can do then is, it's fine. Then we'll just stop financing. We'll just stop funding the EPA.
But they won't do it, Carl.
Well,
they won't do it. They haven't done it. They've had everything.
Then they're cowards.
The House of Representatives can defund anything. All funding bills, legitimate funding bills, must start in the House. They could have cut off the funding at any time for this whole thing.
It doesn't make it through the Senate.
They don't have to. The bill has to originate in the House.
Which it does.
The funding bill.
It does.
Then
it's got to be signed.
They can defund
anything.
Anything, and if it doesn't, there's no funding unless it's funded. They could do that, but they don't. Because we've got the progressives in our Republican Party. Right now, it's a toss-up. Doesn't matter which one of them are in control at this point because they both want big government. They just want to control it.
Well, it's all things about power.
It's all about power.
There seems to be this perception among a certain segment of the population that a Democrat can do no wrong. Witness Mr. Yee.
200-something thousand votes. 2,000 votes in Shasta County out of like 14,000 or I'm sorry, 19,000 that were cast. He gets 2,000? This guy's an...
He's up on charges for gun running.
That's all trumped up, you see.
Still, I mean, come on.
Come on, people.
All right, we're going
to
run.
We need to pay attention.
Yeah, we got to take a break here. We got to get the news. I got to take the
fiery note.
I'm going to get a fire extinguisher and spray Trish down here. Or something. I mean, right now, my shirt sleeves are on fire. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Job cuts in May were the highest in more than a year. John Challenger is CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas.
The West Coast was hit hardest in this report, but generally it's been fairly even around the country. There's no particular area this year, region of the country, that's been hit unduly hard.
The number of cuts generally consisted around the country, according to John Challenger. Meanwhile, GM CEO Mary Barra today commenting on a company internal report and says that 15 employees have been fired over the recent ignition switch recalls.
We simply didn't do our job. We failed these customers, and we must face up to it, and we must learn from it.
Barra made the announcement today as she released the results of that internal investigation. Those faulty ignition switches implicated in 13 deaths. One of President Obama's top national security advisors is questioning the prisoner swap with the Taliban.
Leon Panetta is expressing deep concern about the exchange of five terrorists for an imprisoned American soldier. The former CIA director and Secretary of Defense told a conference in Pittsburgh that he questioned whether the conditions are in place to make sure these terrorists don't go back into battle. According to TribLive.com, Panetta said he opposed a swap for terrorists when he was at the Pentagon because the Taliban asked for five top guys.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluckton. Meanwhile, what was supposed to have been a celebration for Bergdahl in his hometown of Haley, Idaho, has been canceled amid the controversy over his disappearance and release. His neighbor, Leanne Ferris, says she understands.
I've always felt that the event was too soon, and we had to wait and see how things unfolded.
Officials say they canceled plans for a celebration later this month, citing security concerns after the town was inundated with negative emails and angry phone calls. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-793-9159. That's 1-800-793-9159. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Nine people have been sentenced to death on terrorism charges in China's northwestern region of Xinjiang. The BBC's John Sudworth has more from Shanghai.
China's state broadcaster described the main charges as relating to organizing, leading, or participating in a terrorist organization. Six courts in Xinjiang heard a total of 23 separate cases, it said, handing down nine death penalties and long custodial sentences. The latest convictions come amid a sweeping security crackdown in the region.
The BBC's John Sudworth. San Francisco's famous cable cars are set to run again, and service on light rail trains and buses is almost at full strength as a three-day transit driver sick out appears to be coming to an end. The San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency says it's operating more than 90% of its normal weekday service. The agency runs buses, light rail, and streetcars in addition to the cable cars and serves about 700,000 passengers every day. This is SRN News. GlaxoSmithKline will pay $105 million to dozens of states to settle allegations that it marketed drugs for uses unapproved by federal regulators. SRN's Jeremy House reports.
Lawsuits filed in 44 states in the District of Columbia allege the British drug maker misrepresented the uses and qualities of its asthma drug Advair, as well as the antidepressants Paxil and Wellbutrin. The company isn't acknowledging any wrongdoing in the settlement. However, it agrees not to pay doctors to promote its products, make unapproved claims, or use financial incentives which encourage salespeople to market drugs for uses not approved by the Food and Drug Administration.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Barnes & Noble is teaming up with Samsung to develop Nook tablets. The deal will allow the bookseller to focus on developing its digital software for the Nook and away from building its own devices. The device will be a 7-inch Samsung Galaxy tablet, Tab 4, with Nook's digital reading software already installed. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and my buddy Trish is here, and she's been all fired up.
Oh, you know, I love Thursday mornings. I've been waiting all week.
Been waiting all week because we had elections and all that, but we're moving quickly on. Okay.
Yes, we are moving beyond the election.
And let's start off with Susan Eastman, our friend from Wells Fargo Advisors, and see what's the latest on Wall Street. Susan.
Good morning. Well, stocks are higher this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 33 points at 16,770. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1928, and the NASDAQ Composite advancing 9 points at 4,261. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Facebook down 6 cents at 6328. SolarCity positive 52 cents at $49.18. Qualcomm down 48 cents at 79.44. For local bank stocks of interest, North Valley Bank down 6 cents at $21.06. Trico Bank shares off 15 cents at $22.52. Bank of Commerce positive 2 pennies at $6.42. For commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at $12.54. Silver positive 24 cents at $19. And crude oil down 28 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here on KCNR. Find out what it really means to have financial freedom and be able to make those own decisions about what happens to your money. Give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors.
It's 81 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 102 today. Clear with a low around 64 this evening. Sunny and a high and hot on Friday with 101, 83 or 63 at night, up to 103 on Sunday. Our weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. You can reach them at 365-3793.
Yeah, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Caring for Reading Area family since 2004. It had their 10th anniversary last week, and it was a great time with Sharon Clark. Check them out at home at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350 for a free in-home consultation. You know what? We've got today as our guest. We were doing a series on law enforcement, and we're going to start doing a series on sex trafficking and things like this that have been happening in the United States. We've got of course Bethel Church has got a big battle going on against that up and down the corridor. And our guest today is Stephanie Henry, who wrote a book, If Only I Could Sleep, A Survivor's Memoir. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. Good. And this is a book of courage and perseverance from you and from somebody that's lived through all of this, has lived through a time in her life when you didn't know if you were going to make it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, I've been challenged quite a bit, actually, lately in the last year. Putting the book out and everything has been almost just as challenging because I've been ridiculed for putting it out and speaking up about the truth, but I keep doing it, Carl.
Well, can you tell our listeners who something about yourself and then about the book, please?
Well, you know, right now I am in college and learning about human rights and social justice. And I look back at that because I'm 49 and I think, boy, you know, why I didn't have like that normal pattern of life. And when I started writing the book, I did it because I had to make sense out of what was happening in my world. And that's exactly what it did for me. I went back and did all the research. And just to be honest, I just truly, truly, truly try to help people get on their own road and quit being tortured, quit being sold, quit being abused. And the only thing I know to do is speak up in my own truth to help them. That's the only reason I do it.
Now, your life, you've had a tough life.
Well, yes, I have. I'm one of these people that, you know, I believe in rainbows and unicorns sometimes because I think, you know, yes, I have, but I'm still here. So I have that outlook on life. I try not to be very dark about a very dark situation.
You know, the book, If Only I Could Sleep, A Survivor's Memoir, starts with you being when you were just a child, when a member of your family molested you.
Right. I was somewhere between 5 and 7. I never have been able to pinpoint that down, but I was molested by a great uncle who happened to be the brother of my grandmother, and went on and on for quite a while. And absolutely wasn't the only one in the family, but I was the only one that spoke up and certainly the only one that wrote about it, that's for sure. When I was 13, I was raped by a stepbrother, so the abuse just kind of went on and on, and I was just a magnet for, you know, predators in my life up until, you know, actually my adulthood. So I write in sections called vignettes where you can follow the story and just find out, you know, how it went along and all the changes that I kept trying to make. And it really talks about the patterns of when you really think you're becoming strong and you're still not taking care of yourself. You've just got to be careful. It's a book about being careful in all aspects of life.
What would you tell parents about their children and things that they should notice if the child starts acting a little bit differently, or is there signs there?
Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, one thing, I'm really glad you asked me that question for two reasons. One of the things that I'm really, really researching and stepping out into is the curriculum that we can put into schools. We're talking elementary, we're talking middle school, high school, you know, college campus thing. What I want so badly is to teach these teachers and these caretakers and these parents those signs. Yes, your isolation. One of the biggest things that I see is if you have someone that is with somebody and that person does the speaking for them, if that makes sense to you. They don't have a voice. Their cognitive skills are very low. They're sleepy all the time. Perhaps they're abusing drugs, alcohol. You know, they're acting out in other ways, shoplifting or all these different things, depending on the age. One story I have, Carl, that makes a really big impact that I write about in my book was an elementary situation where I was I was actually a room mom. My son was in first grade. One of the little girls in the classroom kept taking her little play scissors and was cutting off her eyelashes. Now that might sound just kind of weird and, you know, odd, but I kept watching her for a few weeks. And finally I went to the counselor and I said, number one, she's isolated herself on the playground, won't play with the other little girls. Then she's doing these very odd acts. They actually looked into the situation, and she was being molested by her biological father, and they removed her from the home. Now, I have, you know, no background. I'm not at law enforcement. My background is my experience. It's like a radar, right? But I'm so glad that I have it, and I hate how I got it. But I'm glad I have it, and I don't know if that makes sense or not.
No, it does, of course, because if you notice things like that, and we've had friends that things have changed in the lives of their children, and there's not because of especially a molestation, but maybe a sexual abusive relationship they may have with their boyfriend or girlfriend, and those kind of things. And so,
right,
you know, and this has had a tremendous impact beginning, of course, when you were just a child, the molestation, because it went through your life. I mean, you've had to fight. I mean, you lost custody of your child later on.
Right.
And,
right, yeah.
And the things that you went through. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back right after these messages. My guest is Stephanie Henry, and she wrote, If Only I Could Sleep, A Survivor's Memoir. And we're talking about these things that, that have impacted so much on your life, but you have fought through to the other side, and now you're trying to share this with people to say, hey, look, this is out there, this is what happens, and this is how you can fight it. Okay, Stephanie, we'll be right back.
Thanks. Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field, things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here this morning. Good morning, my friends. Hey, you know what they've got going on here? They've got the Energy Fair. That's right. The 13th annual City of Reading Energy Fair is going to be held at the Market Street Promenade on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. What a great time. They're going to have all types of things, including the famous linemen, bucket truck rides, and other family-friendly activities. And I tell you what, there's all types of things there. You're going to learn about saving energy. And if anybody needs to save energy, it's the people in Northern California and in California, because we're going to get hit so bad.
Yes, we are.
In the next year. So, you know what? And our people from REU out here, they are really great people, and they are going to be there for you. So it's going to be, we're going to be talking more about it. They're going to be on, but it's going to be the 13th annual City of Reading Energy Fair at the Market Street Promenade on June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m.
And if you haven't attended one of those, you need to.
You need to.
Full of great information and ways to cut down your electricity bill.
That's right. Okay. Hey, let's go back to our guest, Stephanie Henry, with her book on surviving, If I Could Only Sleep, a survivor's memoir. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back on.
Well, you know, Stephanie, I just want to kind of, we've got a few minutes here, and I know that when your life from the time that you were a child was one of combat, I guess. Would you say that you have post-traumatic stress in here?
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked me that. I'm getting ready to do a conference with some people next week on Wednesday. We're talking about the impact of trauma. I do have PTSD. Thank you for mentioning that. You know, we're going to talk about, with the survivors next week, talk about things like somatic consequences to your body, emotional consequences, and all the things that happen, because you were asking me earlier about signs, and you know, you get down to like symptoms like headache, nausea, stomach ache, and not that that's, you know, a precursor to somebody being abused, but there's always something. And you know, my husband always tells me I'd rather be 20% wrong than not speak up at all. So I kind of jump on anything that makes me feel uncomfortable about a situation to see if there's something that might need to be done. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Stephanie, let me ask you a question. You mentioned the two encounters where you were molested as a young child. As you grew older, were there any situations that weren't family members that you got into?
Yes, I had a visit about probably 6 months ago when I was working at the Dallas Area Rape Crisis Center. Went to view it and just kind of see what needed to be done. And really, I had such a situation that reminded me of something that happened in my 20s, and I do write about it in the book. I was walking down this day 6 months ago into the Rape Crisis Center and looking at the facilities, and when I hit the one room, it's where they do all of the, you know, the intake, and they do everything. All of a sudden, I'm reminded of what happened to me with, I was raped, date raped, and they were talking about the backlogs of rape kits and how they keep them for a certain amount of time. And now in Texas, they've even tried to go back to the backlog of these kits and find people that, you know, were not convicted. So yes, it's happened to me when I was older as well. It's just what I call re-victimization, when I'm speaking with people, because it just keeps happening until you finally put yourself in safe places.
Do you know, if you're a victim will bring on attacks, right?
Right.
So it's kind of like, well, I mean, it just is. I mean, a victim who's walking down is like a prey animal.
Right.
That beast will continue to attack the prey animal until the prey animal arms itself.
Mm-hmm.
In like one way or the other.
Exactly. Like the gazelle that's against the pride of lion, right?
Yeah. But at some point, and this is where you did it. You, because your life, as you know, as it says, as you shared in your book, your education, even slipping mm-hmm. through the education system, and multiple suicide attempts, multiple marriages.
Right. Yeah.
Did you know at any time try to confide in your parents?
I'm sorry.
Did you at any time try to contact your parents? I mean, confide in your parents? Tell them what was happening?
Yeah,
when you get to the part of the story that I talk about what happened, the vignette's called The Farm, and I was raped by the stepbrother. That specific day, I made a beeline right towards my mother. My dad died when I was 12, and my mom married a pedophile, and knowingly. And I went to her as soon as that situation happened, and I describe in the book about, trying to explain to her. I didn't have the language and the verbiage to say what had happened, and I sat there and explained to her how I was hurting and what was going on, and she completely ignored and dismissed everything that was going on that day. From that point in time, especially when you go to a parent or someone that's in charge of your life that you trust, and they dismiss you, you think, well, maybe that was normal, or number two, well, I'm not important enough to listen to it if it wasn't normal. So that's what happened to me.
No, that's
and
sad.
It does. It sets up that foundation for being unworthy all the way through. When I was talking about the gazelle and the lions, one thing that I've really, really learned, and this is very important, I want all your listeners to hear this. Victims are victims because, number one, they are alone. If they're not alone, they stand a higher probability of being saved.
Well, that makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Every situation you read and every vignette, you go through the entire book, I guarantee you'll get to the end of my story and go, she was always alone. Not in that, like, I'm a pathetic, oh my God, I'm standing on this island alone. Literally, I was a victim from a young age, so my conditioning was that I was alone because no one told me that there was safety in numbers.
Or that you could confide in. There were other people that had the same problems that you did.
Right, absolutely. And that's been this main thing that has happened with this activism. And, you know, my foundation is starting pretty soon, Activism for Empowerment Foundation. And you can hear, you know, read about it on my website and stuff. And the thing that's so amazing about what has happened, it has nothing to do with me. It's just that people are actually coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out from everywhere, and they're going, wait a minute, I'm not alone. And that's a scary thing, but it's beautiful because it breaks those chains, and then they can go help people. It's not about me reinventing the wheel with these fantastic organizations, these homes and these shelters. It's honestly about me going, hey, guess what? You can do this too. I did it.
Well, and until a person can recognize that they, in fact, are a victim, then they can't become safe.
Recognition. You said it right there. Recognition. There was no way that I was going to sit around and I'm like, let's say I'm 16, 17 years old. All this stuff has happened to me up until that point. Stuff is continuing to, you know, going to happen to me up until another certain point. No one actually sat there and taught me how to look for the signs in myself, how to just look for the signs in other people. And now everything I feel, everything I talk about, everything I teach, everything I listen to with all these people, I'm like, listen to yourself. You're walking in a situation and you're uncomfortable. Maybe you are overreacting. Maybe you do have PTSD such as I do. But I don't care. If I'm oversensitive to the situation, it gives me a higher chance of not being attacked, right?
You need to learn to listen to your inner voice.
Yes, everybody.
Everybody has that voice.
Yeah. Animals do. Dogs do. Cats do. Animals listen to that very ingrained survival mechanism.
We teach people in our close combat classes that listen to your inner self. Listen to that point that says I'm uncomfortable, because that's why we're still alive. And that, you know, through our DNA is because the smart ones have survived to this point. And you still have those instincts. You still have those instincts. So if you know if you feel that there's something wrong, there probably is something wrong, and you don't get out of the car, you don't put yourself in that situation.
Right. You know, and to bring it a little close to home, I will just tell you an experience I had. My sister died 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my.
And I write about her in the book. Her name is Niece. And I'm talking about it because of this, because I'm that serious about the fact that these survival skills, when this, it was a horrible, tragic thing. And I'm standing there just 2 weeks ago, and I'm realizing, number one, wow, I really do have PTSD. Number two, I'm honest about it. I can speak about it. And number three, I know the signs, and I know that in this situation, I'm trying to survive just because I'm the one responsible for everything that needs to get done to get her two daughters to a safe place, all the things that needed to go on. So I'm in this situation going, yes, I understand about those survival mechanisms. And yes, I know I have them, but I'm not going to let them annihilate me and the people I love and care about. I'll speak up about it and we'll work together going down this road and going, you know what? There are two options. You either live safely, happily, or you live in an unsafe, abusive situation. And people just need to know they have a choice.
Stephanie Henry is our guest, and she wrote If Only I Could Sleep, a survivor's memoir. She's written that, and you've been listening to her. Stephanie, how do they get your book? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, you can get on my website is actually Stephanie Ann, my middle name, A-N-N, Henry.com. And it'll talk about all the different things that, you know, people can do to help, you know, help in their own area of the world. They can figure out how to get the book. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, ebook, anything you want. I would love for people to read it. Pass it on and let me know what you think about it. I'm so blessed. Thank you for your time.
Well, Stephanie, thank you for your courage for writing this, because, I mean, when you read this, Linda, my wife, has read the book, and
thank you, Linda.
And she has, and she said it's a very powerful book. And what you've written, what you've shared with us, If Only I Could Sleep, a Survivor's Memoir by Stephanie Henry. And Henry is H-E-N-R-Y. So it's StephanieNHenry.com.
Yes, sir.
And then you can, or you can go online and find it at Amazon Books or in Barnes & Noble. And
thank you
so much for joining us. And
thank you for speaking out.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening. I mean it. Thank you.
You bet. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco & Brute. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts there. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great cold drinks. Also, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there, Tobacco and Brew, right here in Reading. 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
It's no secret the violent crime rate is up in Reading. As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to work hard and provide our community with quality firearms. The good guys at Bastiani Arms, they're real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Come talk to Seth Stoat. Seth has over 20 years' experience in firearms. Come learn the value, security, and peace of mind of owning a personal firearm. Sign up for a CCW class, women-only CCW classes, or hunter education. Come to Bastiani Arms and see how you can win a Colt Python 357. All proceeds go to the Military Order of Purple Hearts. Call 222-8222. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility. At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab it and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is.
I love that song. Almost as much as I like Journey's. Which you have you played? Have you played my Journey song?
I've played it. Played it. Quarter till.
A quarter till. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I like this one too. Carl
Bott
and Trish
Clark. Sounds like dancing music to me.
Carl Bott and Trish Clark here Thursday.
Slow dance music.
Slow dance music. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Time's 8:34 in the morning. It's 82 degrees out there. We got winners for Alliance. You know, in fact, the first day it hit, because people were waiting till it hit 100, called in, and we got two winners because they called in at the same time. And Martin, being the great guy he is, honored both of them. So we've got Kay, who is getting her $100, is going to Living Hope Compassion. And Roberta's Homeward Bound program.
Perfect.
Both excellent charities.
Both excellent charities. And thank you so much to Martin and Alliance Heating and Air for doing that. And that was about the first day it hit 100.
He
was
going to
give
$100
to the people that called him. Yeah, it was a great promotion. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop. I am so shaggy at this point that if I go in, they won't know whether to put a, you know, to
send me a collar on here.
Yeah, put a collar or give me a haircut here. But it's over on Athens Avenue right on Cypress Square there. And great haircuts, discounts for veterans and seniors, man's last stronghold. What can I say? And there are no appointments. You just go in there and just kind of like the cheers of barbershops. You sit down and listen and have a great time. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay, Trish and I here are welcoming Tim Rail, who is the Supremo. The principal, it says here, of Simple Business Solutions. And Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what, Tim? Tim, tell us what Simple Business Solutions is.
You know, essentially we're a company that provides business owners and business managers with a fresh perspective on the cost of doing business.
Okay, and how do you do that?
We come in, we look at different categories that make up expenses, basically everything but the salaries, and through negotiating with different vendors or looking at new technologies, we help companies save money.
Right, so they won't be looking at the employees and how much you're paying them, but anything else. And so, and this can range from what to what?
Oh, gosh. Everything from payment processing to insurance. So workers' comp, health insurance benefits, all of those things.
Utility bills, phone bills.
You got it.
In fact, they've recommended that we switch over to another telephone company. And as soon as we get our stuff together and the grandkids are gone, we're going to get all this stuff done. But yeah, you can save. For us, because we're a smaller company and we play things pretty close anyway. But if you figure a couple hundred bucks a month here and there, that all of a sudden at the end of the year, it's $6,000-$7,000 you've saved. Then at that point, then you've made some money. Now, but you deal with big companies too, though. I mean, so you're saving them where you're saving me $6,000 a year. You're saving them $600,000 a year.
It's the numbers really do add up, especially with companies that are larger in size, especially if they have multiple locations. We do see savings get up in the tens of thousands or more range, and it is. It's a lot of the little things that people just don't have the time to focus on, because they're busy running their business, serving customers, taking care of employees, making sure that their business is doing what it needs to do.
So how do they – I've got a business, and I know I'm spending too much money. Do I have a contract with you? Do you get a percentage of how much you save me? How does that work?
Sure. I try and keep the business as aligned with my customer as possible. And so that's why I earn a percentage of the savings that I help the business realize. So if I go in and I do my analysis work and go through the negotiations and I come up with nothing, then the business owes me nothing. Now, that rarely if ever happens. So
yeah, he even found savings for me. And you know what? They were digging. Okay, but let me tell you how he does this. And this is great. He comes in and you're going to have to provide a lot of stuff.
Sure.
But they give you a list. These are all the things that you need to have. And they sit down and they take this, and Tim or his assistant sits down with you. And in this case, it was Tim. And we go over every aspect of business. And then he takes all this information, and it's tons. And I'm thinking with my business, and it's a small business. I can just imagine when you've got a multi-state business what mm-hmm. this does. And then they take it up and they just grind it until they say, okay, well, you're paying this much here, but I know I can get you this for this, just by, looking and comparing rates, am I explaining this right?
Yes. In fact, a couple of deals that we're working on right now, one is for a nonprofit organization. Another is for a private business. But we've found great success recently with these two specifically in renegotiating with current providers. They're already got, a great relationship with them. They're already very loyal. But we've been able to create a win-win situation not only for our client, but then also the vendor to help that business get lower rates and still keep that relationship alive. And those savings on one particular, we're looking at 46% savings.
46%.
Wow.
Well, one of the things, because we take credit cards and debit cards, because it helps some of our customers, and so we did that, and Tim looks at it and he goes, "You're paying that?" I said, "Yeah, isn't that a good deal?" "No." And it was like, and so it just so happens that the guy that sold me on this walks in the next day. Big mistake. Because then he something else happened, and I looked at him and I said, "Well, let's talk for a little bit." And he left. And I don't know if he's going to come back again, if I'm ever going to see him. But it wasn't mean. It was just that, you said this and this and this, but I know this and this and this now. And it's like, wow. So what Tim arms you with is an education and the ability to go. And then you'll do the negotiations for the other company, too, and sign it up, right?
Exactly.
You do it all.
Right. Yes, we handle it for the client. We try and be as simple as possible for them.
A lot of times the contract can have things in it that you don't actually need, that you're paying for, and just, as you indicate, renegotiating with an existing company and saying, well, let's take another look at this and define and refine this. We're not using this or this or this. Why are we paying for it?
That's right. The large print giveth and the small print taketh away.
There you go.
Well, I tell you what, too. And, this is why we have Tim, and they had Tim on, because Tim, well, I got to know Tim through a completely different way. He's got his offices right upstairs, but he has a car just like Linda has, first of all. And so they're out there oohing on and by each other's car. I mean, it looks just like, and I'm looking at both of them, people with car fetishes. I shouldn't say fetishes, car loves, first of all. But we're over for dinner one night.
That's
because
right.
Somebody had in one of the auctions, had bought a dinner at our house. And they all showed up, and they're all young and young professionals like Tim and all their friends. And they came through the door fired up. And, 5 hours later, they left and even more fired up. In fact, there was a car left in front of the house, which I thought was great.
Yeah.
So
we had a great time that night.
Well, we did have a great time that night. So then I learned a little bit more about Tim's business. So I said, well, why don't you come down just so we can take a look at what we do? And I'm sold on what he does. And I think that if you've got a business, and especially a new business, that because Tim takes a percentage, he doesn't make you pay all up front either. I mean, it's like, okay.
He didn't save you anything. You don't owe him anything.
That's
you
right.
already said
that's
that.
Right. That's right.
With the market that we're living in the state of California, and businesses are struggling. They're leaving California on a daily basis because it's a tough place to do business. You need to avail yourself of every opportunity. This sounds like, why wouldn't you, as a business, have somebody come in and say, okay, I think I'm doing a good job. You show me if I am or I'm not.
Well, and one important point to make, too, is that I'm never going to know more about how to run somebody's business than somebody who's been doing it for 1 year, 5 years, 50 years. What I do have expertise in is in the areas of expense categories that make up their overhead.
Exactly.
So I'm not going to tell them how to run their business. I'm going to help them figure out ways to keep more of the money that they earn.
You're going to be looking at cash flow management, of course, the credit cards, utilities. I wish you could do something about utilities. Come look at my house. Uniform and laundry expenses, office equipment and supplies, payroll processing services, telecommunications, insurance and benefits, travel and entertainment. Travel and entertainment. Okay.
You would be amazed at what gets spent there.
Well, yeah, I kind of like that. Okay. okay, and, but, you know, in some of the 24% annual savings, and he's got names of auto, you know, of different companies here, 16%, 43%. So this is something that is, there's no risk to you.
Correct.
At all. I mean, if he doesn't find any, okay, I've just, you know, I spent a few hours looking at your stuff, you guys are okay.
Well, and one of my favorite things that somebody told me once is, wow, I get to pay you with money I didn't even know I had.
There you go.
It comes out of your savings.
Right.
That you do.
So if he doesn't save you any, you don't owe any. But if he does save you $4,000, he takes a commission. It's money you didn't have to begin with.
That's right.
So it's a great deal. And having operated a business in the past, that bottom line can kill you. I mean, you're bringing in a little bit of revenue, but if you're not spending and keeping your expenses in line, you can end up at the end of the year and not have made any money at all because you spend it all on stuff that you really didn't need to, not fun stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's okay if you're spending that money doing something you enjoy, like travel and entertainment. That's okay. But if you're spending it on utilities or paper products or things that you didn't need to spend it on, wow.
And I tell you,
it doesn't get any better.
Yeah. And when we get back, I want to talk to Tim about business here in town and what he's seeing, because you obviously are keeping your eye on a lot of things that are happening. Because this is one of the things that we're going to be talking a lot in the next 6 months is vision and types of businesses and jobs. And I know, and this is one of the things I talked to Tim about, too. I wanted to talk with on the air. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership, Redding Crown Motors, an outstanding service department. And you have your neighbors out there looking for you. You don't need to leave town to get great deals down there. And they're going to have a huge 4th of July sale. 4th of July sales coming up. Give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. We'll be right back after these messages. Trish Clark, Carl Bott, Trent Moreo of Simple Business Solutions is our guest. We're going to talk about business here in town and in the North State and Anderson and all this. And maybe impact of raising taxes and what people think a little bit about that.
Vision.
We need vision here. And I'm going to talk to Tim because he's a man with vision. We'll be right back.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You can pass a smell test.
I can't, not in the state of California. You never get it by the prison board.
You know what? The prison
not
board.
If you're downwind of Sriracha.
Okay, you're right. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, she says my great idea for taking care of prisoners would never pass the smell test. I don't think that's fair. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located right there at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And John Bastiani and his guys, great, great people down there. It's customer service. You know, when you're looking for a gun or you're looking for ammo, you want to have customer service, somebody that's there that knows what they're talking about. Bastiani Arms. John prides himself on having every type of ammo you could possibly want and guns right there at 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222. Bastiani Arms. I like those. You know, I like John. I shoot on his trap team. Everybody shoots better than me.
What's not to like about guns?
12, except
guns and diamonds. You can't have too many.
That's right. You know, I like that. Hey, our guest is Tim Rail, Simple Business Solutions. And we were talking about what Tim does. And essentially what Tim does is looks at your business totally from top to bottom. He does it for free. But, you have no upfront cost. I shouldn't say it's for free. It's not for free. But there's no upfront cost. And when he saves you money, then you pay him a percentage of what you've saved. So you're paying him with money you didn't have to begin with. So it's kind of like free money. Is that a good way of putting it?
Yeah, I think that's
like
fair.
That.
It's found money.
It's found money.
Right.
It is found money. That's
it
great.
Is.
And you share it with a finder's fee.
And, that's right. It's kind of like a finder's fee. I mean, this is great. I like this. And he looks through everything. And so it's worked for us here. And we're in a small business, and we're tight here. I mean, as Tim says, you know, we don't have a lot of, you know, we don't do a lot of things. I know exactly each day what it cost me to open this place up.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly, down to the penny, what it cost me to open those doors up and have people in here. And so at the end of the month, then you look at how much you have to keep the doors open and then what you want to do for other plans in this. And what Tim does, he comes in and he says, hey, look, you can save. And sometimes $200 or $300 a month makes a difference. I mean, whether you buy a new piece of equipment or you have to wait a couple of months.
$200 or $300 a month, it adds up, I mean, really quickly.
Like $4,000 or $5,000 a year.
There you go.
Right. And in some cases for other businesses, you know, those savings get up into the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
Per year or more.
Or more. So, I mean, so he's saving you $100,000 a year. I mean, that's, you know, it goes back into the bottom line there instead of just frittering it away. How do they get a hold of you?
It's a tough business climate.
It is tough.
It is.
And we're going to talk about that, but how do they get a hold of you?
Sure. I can be reached at 262-6060 or by email at tim@simplefirst.com.
And you've got a website?
I do. It's simplefirst.com.
That's it. And I've looked it up today. Okay, Tim, you see a lot about the business. Okay, What
throw
do we need
some
here?
Hints.
Yeah, what are what?
Throw us some hints.
Throw out some things that businesses need, or that what kind of businesses do you think that we could pull into this area of the state?
Sure. You know, that's actually been a topic of discussion lately. And I think where we need to really start is by defining who it is that we're trying to target. And there's, you know, organizations like the EDC and everything that are working towards, you know, recruiting businesses here. And they're putting plans in place, of course, you know, beyond what they're doing right now to attract new business. I think kind of the key piece is once you've identified a target that you think might be a good fit, then we need to see what is it that they're seeking, you know, and does that align with the strength that our community has? And if there's some gaps, well, then we need to put plans in place and actually execute those plans to make sure that the attributes of the community that need to be there, whether it be fiber optic infrastructure for better telecommunications to attract a data center.
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Or things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we can then start working at a more tactical level to put that in place and then go back to that target industry or target company or target audience and say, okay, you told us that these are the things you value. We see growth in you and this industry. We want you to be a part of our community, and we've got that infrastructure in place. We've made that investment in ourselves. You know, another component.
What specific business would you like to see? I mean, do you think?
Oh, boy.
Well, you're thinking of that because I like asking people questions, really putting them on. I would like to see at Shasta College or at Simpson, and either one of them can do it, is classes on coding and becoming coders. And, in fact, I'd like to see them start when the kids are like 8 in school. Start teaching them how to code, teach them about the computer so that when by the time they get out of high school, they can take that next step. But they're already very well versed on computers, coding, and these type of things, because mm-hmm. We've had a lady that comes on and teaches coding, and you can step into a $65,000 a year job coding. But if you had all this starting from an early age, and then you had the education for the higher education for 2 years, that's all. Really, maybe that's all you need for something like this. Then you've got a base of people, so that these high tech companies could come in here.
Right.
You know, California has such a difficult business climate. I think we need to extend our efforts towards people that are
already
located
here
in the state of California.
Yeah.
Businesses that are already here, how can we help you expand?
Yeah.
Right.
People are not going to come from other states with the climate that we've created in the state of California and start up a big business. I'm going to worry about their sanity if they do, if they know anything about the state of California. Why would you do that? But if you're already here and you've got a known product, some of them need to expand. We need to be watching those and bring them here to expand.
If you're
already in the state of California, this is a better part of the state of California to be in.
Sure. And relative to the rest of California, I mean, there are certain advantages that exist. You know, cost of living. You've got some great amenities that are around us. You know, there's
certain
numerous
disadvantages.
Other factors.
Right. Certain disadvantages, though.
As there are to
everywhere.
Many cities.
But if you send out a group of people like Tim and Hope down there at EDC and other young professionals, and you send them down there to these businesses down in Orange County and just start going from door to door saying, here's what we have. We have some of the top-rated schools in the state. We've got, you know, we have charter schools. We have our regular schools. We have a really high graduation rate. These are things that we could do for you up here in the city of Redding and Anderson and Shasta County if you come up here. And it's going to save you this much money. You can just save this much money per year by coming up to Shasta County. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing we need to do.
And we do have a lot of amenities. We've got I-5 running right through our community. We've got great rail operations. We have an airport. It could use a little help, but you can get in and out of here if you work real hard.
If you're lucky.
Those things that need to be worked on. But we do have a lot of things to offer our company to come up here. Great living conditions. Some other things. We need to point those out and target those businesses that are already in the state of California.
Aren't we doing that though, Tim?
We are. Yes. I mean, there is, you know, active efforts right now underway.
I mean, that's what Mark LaSalle is
exactly
doing.
That. Exactly.
But are we getting anything from this, though? Are we seeing any results?
I think that would be a question.
Well, you know, I'm going to have Mark on. I'm going to try and get Mark on next week because I know, you know, I have all of faith. I know Mark is working hard, and I saw Hope and, you know, and what they're doing. But I guess maybe we need an update on that, and I'm going to get Rod Dinger in here about the airport, because I have an idea, too, about that. I know you don't like my idea of modular jails, but I think
maybe
it
your
could
idea
work.
On the airport is better.
I think it is. I think, how about we just rent our own plane?
And before we leave the subject, though, the other thing we need to do within our community, and we need to get at the elected officials about this, is we need to create that climate within our building and planning departments that says we're open for business, we're anxious to help you establish. We've got to change the attitude about business startups. Make it easy. How can we help you do this instead of how many obstacles can we throw in your pay? And we've got to get the electeds on board with that. Talk to your developers. Talk to your business people. It's not a pretty sight to go through that process.
Well, I think, too, is that, government's not going to make jobs. It's going
to,
but they have to make, you're right, they have to make a climate so that we're all happy. So if I come in here and I want to put my business down, then I'm assigned Tim Rail. I'm just using Tim as an example. And Tim's going to help me get that business started. And I go to him every time. I go, Tim, this is what I have. This is what, the problems I'm having. And Tim goes and looks and he solves these things or he explains them to me so I'm not dealing with eight different people.
Ought to be your elected official.
Well, yeah, but I mean, no, but if the guy I'm working with, the guy that I'm filling out the paperwork with, who's the expert, because, you know, I don't care who they are, elected official, they're not going to be as expert as the, I hope, as the person working on it, who then I have, but I only have one person. It's like one-stop shopping, like you do with One Safe Place and these other things.
Yeah, sure.
You put everything under one, you know, you put it, so
and
I
you
deal
get one
with one
bite
person.
At the apple.
Yes, that's it.
You go in and you say, I want to do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And they give you a list, and that is the entire list.
And that's who I deal with, is Tim gives me X, Y, and Z. But see, that to me is a very – that's something that business can do. Anyway, sure. One more time. How do they get a hold of you?
Sure. So Tim Rail at Simple Business Solutions is my company. Phone number is 262-6060. Website is simplefirst.com.
And he does a great job. I can tell you that. He sat down with me and has saved me money, and it's and there's no cost up front. For it. So, Tim,
right.
Thank you very much for being here today, because you've also got your ear to the ground about other businesses that are going on. Trish,
right.
Always love having
love
you here.
Love Thursdays.
Thank you very much.
And because there's 15 minutes, I don't have to do anything but sit here and just in awe of watching you just take off, you know, and whacking on things.
Well, hey.
Hey, tomorrow, Congressman LaMalfa, and we're going to get Terry Raposa in here talking about, well, what's going on with the state of Jefferson? You know, what there's been some, elections, unelections. You know, let's find out what's really going on from the horse's mouth. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No apologies from President Obama for the prisoner swap that led to the release of Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl.
Nearly a week after announcing the prisoner exchange, the president is being dogged by his controversial decision. At a news conference in Brussels, he said the United States has a basic principle of not leaving anybody wearing the American uniform behind.
We saw an opportunity and we seized it, and I make no apologies for that.
Here in Washington, lawmakers are blasting the administration for not giving advance notice of the swap as required by law.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Some lawmakers also complain that negotiating with terrorists sets a dangerous precedent. The General Motors CEO says some GM employees knew about the faulty ignition switch the automaker links to 13 deaths, but kept quiet about it. CEO Mary Barra, releasing the results of an internal investigation, says heads have rolled with 15.